Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.
It's the Mark Reardon Show. Filling in, it's Bo Matthews and Sarah Daly on St. Louis News Radio, KMOX. And what an honor it is to finally get to work with Sarah. We've been talking about it for literally years. We've known each other for years, and this opportunity came around, and I'm really glad that that you were able to do this.
Yeah, it's been fun. We haven't talked to monster trucks or anything yet, but I guess we can, that was our initial conversation when we first met, but heck, yeah.
It was many, many years ago, but you know what? I want to switch gears because I have to tell you, sometimes you see a headline, and I'm the worst about reading the whole story, like getting all the way to the end to get all the details, but when I heard about the alligator that was found in Dutchtown on July 3rd, my immediate thought was, well, it's been flooded for a long time, and the alligators could have made their way up from the bayou. I mean,
just like the hurricane that's coming our way.
That was last hour. That was last hour. I'm telling you. Anyway, so
I love the idea. I'm going to razz you for it for a while,
but and forever probably. But alligators, they can live and move in brackish water, the mix of salt water and fresh water. But this one that was found in St. Louis in Dutchtown was probably a pet for somebody, and it got too big. A lot of people have, went to get the, potbelly pig, and then it grows to be full size, like 600 pounds. They're like, okay, that was supposed to stay 40 pounds.
It's not a teacup. It's a...
That was a big mistake. And then I found out that they did get it. They were able to catch the one here in St. Louis. It was moved to the Exotic Amphibian and Reptile Center in Lima. Didn't even know that existed, but thank
Neither
you.
Neither did
for,
I. That's awesome.
Thank you for.
They take visitors. I'd love to come check it out.
Yeah, right. I had a neighbor one time who literally had like a mini Jurassic Park in his basement. And I mean, we're talking everything from turtles to dragons to horny toads to snakes and everything. And it was just kind of crazy. Going back to the alligator story, crazy thing is, the news is about the alligator in Dutchtown in St. Louis. And then another one shows up in Chicago. And it's living in Humboldt Park Lagoon, and he's known as Alligator Bob.
He's playing submarine, basically. Every time he sees somebody, he dives. So the more people that come here looking for him, the less we're going to see him. This animal looks about 4 feet long, so that's an intimidating size for a person to hold on to. You try to grab hold of it, it's going to be stronger than you, than most adults. So the owner probably got scared of it, and he thought this was the best thing to do. I mean, there's 80 teeth in that mouth. That's a lot of teeth. And if your hand gets in there, you're going to be shredded pretty bad. Look like pulled pork. They won't take your hand off, but...
Oh, well, that's a good thing.
Jeez, it'll just leave you mangled. No big deal.
Exactly. If you've got a exotic pet story, 314-436-7900, 800-925-1120. It's Bo and Sarah filling in for Mark Reardon Show. But you get to people that just like exotic animals. I've never had an exotic animal. Cat, dog, sure.
Yeah, well, what do we classify as exotic, though? I mean, I think there's definite...
Anything
there's
that slithers?
Things... Really? Well, I did have a boa constrictor.
Literally?
A boa, yeah.
Big one?
No, I'm sorry. Ball python.
Ball python.
Ball python.
Is there a difference? Oh, I guess
yes,
there is a difference.
Yes, there is absolutely difference.
Ball python is a constrictor?
Yes.
And so it chokes out its
prey? It doesn't,
prey.
Yeah.
Okay.
How long? It strangles it and then swallows it whole.
Was this a gift, or you were at a pet store and thought,
I've
got a great idea?
It's a crazy, crazy. Well, I went to school at University of Tampa in Florida, mm-hmm. and I was a bartender at one of the bars there while I was going to school to get through school, and whatever else. And as a going away present, when I graduated, they had some exotic pets at this like farm they had on the side that you could go, pay like a zoo or whatever.
Sure,
go
sure.
See. And they had a albino one that was white, and I always thought it was just different. It was kind of cool looking. Yeah. And so they gave me a ball python when I went to leave, and so I had him. His name was Armani. He rode in the U-Haul with me when I moved back up to St. Louis. And
Armani as in the clothing designer?
Yeah, because he got a similar pattern than some of the shoes and belts and things that they made. Not saying I'm all for that. I'm just saying that's kind of what it reminded me of.
You're not a prude when it comes to natural hides for clothing.
No, I'm not. No. I'm not. All my leather stuff's like fake leather and that whatever else. But
except for this.
Well, it was a real snake.
No. But you said you had matching shoes or purse.
He looked like he looked similar to. You know, I don't have anything real.
Not from the same family.
No.
That's good. I mean, hamsters as a kid, but that's not exotic at all.
And we had hermit crabs. You know, with Dad playing ball, we had to travel with pets that were very, like, didn't need a lot of, doggy daycare and things like that. So we had hermit crabs, we had hamsters, we had those little sea monkey things. Yeah, those didn't work out too well. And I don't even know those are really exotic pets. That's like powder that turns into something that moves in the water.
So the snake is no longer with us.
No, he's with someone else. Yeah.
Okay, so he's still alive, living a beautiful retirement.
Yeah,
because they
sure.
go to be like 80 or something like that. Right?
Yeah, and I don't know how true it is, but they kind of grow to their surroundings. So if you keep them a little bit confined, they're not going to get as big as if they were out like just in the wild kicking it. So
was the decision to get rid of the snake because you wanted to get chickens, because you have chickens?
Oh yeah, no, the snake was way before.
Oh, okay, because that would have been a delicious meal for a ball python that was
okay
of that size.
I'm not running like a self-contained farm here.
There's a lot of people that have chickens, and you have how many?
8.
So you're not a chicken farm. These are pets, really.
Yeah, I mean, they lay eggs, but we don't use them for anything else.
Okay, why is it such a hot button for so many people? In the county, you can have a certain amount of chickens. Mm-hmm. So if you've got a story about chickens, 314-436-7900, 800-925-1120. It's Bo Matthews and Sarah Daly filling in, covering for Mark Reardon's show on KMOX. Chickens is a thing for pets. Do you have names for every one of them?
We do.
Oh,
but we've
boy.
Gone through a couple batches because, unfortunately, we do live in the woods, which means there's other creatures out there that tend to like poultry or things that fly that like poultry.
I'm a creature that likes poultry.
My boys know the cycle of life.
Well, that's good. That's good to teach them that.
The Pitch.
KMOX is the exclusive Cardinal station. When the Cards take a break, we're talking baseball on the Munganess St. Louis Honda Sports Open Line. Weeknights at 6:15 on the Voice of the Cardinals. Weekday mornings at 8:30, Charlie Brennan and Amy Marks Kors provide perspective on KMOX and KMOX.com.
You know, well, I'm a chicken fried. Cold beer on a Friday night.
Everybody that owns chickens is crying right now, except Sarah, who loves delicious chicken sandwiches.
I do.
And a chicken farmer at the same time.
I'm not a farmer. I just happen to have a couple of birds running around my yard.
It's a thing. Is it a fad? Is it people want to be healthier so they, you know, can harvest their own eggs from their chickens? I mean, it's certainly a challenge. If you have any amount of space, you have to have room for the chickens.
I had zero, and I still am learning, but I had zero concept of what goes into raising a chicken, right, let alone a few chickens.
Did you start with a chicken?
No, I made the massive mistake because we have a couple acres. And so I was like, oh, it can't be that bad. And being a first time chicken owner, mm-hmm. Yeah, no, I definitely should have started with like one or two and just kind of progressed. But I've never really had a ton of space growing up. And I've always wanted to like just see how they're born and raised and, you know, just the whole process, because I love the outdoors and I love animals and I love all that stuff. And so for my boys, I thought it would be a great educational experience to get them as baby chicks and see them grow up and lay eggs. And my son was like, it worked the first time we had eggs. Like, it was going to be some like magical event, you know, and their faces. And now they love, you know, playing with them and stuff like that. So it was definitely a we'll see how this goes kind of thing.
But they named them.
They did.
They named them. So we're not having a chicken fry.
Oh, no.
Down the road.
No.
Of course not. You'll probably get them like adopted off or something, or add to the. Oh boy, what's a herd of chickens called?
I have no
idea.
Do
we know? A gaggle of chickens?
Is it really? Probably.
No. Everybody's shaking their head. No, I don't know. I don't have them. A buddy of mine has about 150 or 200.
Holy Hannah!
Yeah. He lives out, and so we got into the conversation of how do you pick up all the eggs, because they lay them everywhere. With that many, they just lay them everywhere. It's not like the cartoon, the Disney cartoon of, oh, here's a chicken here sitting on a nest. Let me reach under the butt and grab the chicken egg. I said, how do you pick them up? He goes, well, I bend down and pick them up. I said, so you're getting a lot of squats in when you're doing that, right? You know, if you do it correctly. You could...
I couldn't imagine how many eggs he has.
A ton. So I at Harbor Freight, they have what I call a reachy grabby. It's like an extended thing with a pistol
technical
grip.
Technical term.
You know, it's a reachy grabby. So I had two of them. You know, you can pick up snakes with them or whatever. I said, hey, take this with you and see if you can pick up the eggs. Like, oh, I might crush the egg because I think the shells are a little thinner maybe or
yeah,
something like
yeah.
that. And you know what? He loves them. He loves the
reachy grabbies.
It works perfect. He just needs to put his bucket on a rope so he can put the egg in there because it's like 3 foot
long. It's
got
to be the best thing I've heard all day, the old reachy grabby. It's the same thing as the old back scratcher, but I mean, just kind of like the old extension of you, right?
It sounds highly inappropriate, doesn't it? I don't know. But it is crazy because I have to ask you this because everybody, do you have a pin on Pinterest on your chickens?
No.
Why not?
I don't. You know, it literally was like, they're there, they're cool, they're fun, they have a coop, we take care of them. I have a golden retriever, and he kind of acts like a herd dog. I mean, okay. He goes out there and lays in the grass and stares at them. He doesn't hurt them. You know, we just kind of have fun with them. But I have had people say, oh, I just got these, like, bracelets for my chicken's ankles, and they have charms, kind of like the wine charms.
For the stems?
Yeah, that are on the stems of the wine glasses that go on the chicken's ankles. And they have, like cardigans that have buttons and all kinds of, and that's to the extreme. I mean, everyone that does that is awesome. I just, two kids and a job. I don't have time to button up my chicken's cardigans in the coop at night. Like,
if you are really into chickens, call. We want to hear from you. And you can, if you want to just admit that you have chickens, 314-436-7900, 800-925-1120. Ever heard of a chicken swing set?
I have.
Because it's a thing.
I have.
And it looks so simple to build. But I guess a chicken would...
What? You can order on Amazon, Bo. Come on. Delivered to your door next day.
Oh, no. I could make this. This is like four pieces of lumber and a couple of screws and a couple of rope. They're $50 on Etsy. $50 for a chicken swing set. Now, my question is, does a chicken naturally know how to swing? Or do you have to push them?
I think they just probably get up there and their wings probably move them as they sway. I wouldn't really... I mean, unless you have like something that's not really that movable, but there's heaters for them. You can get heaters that go under where they nest.
Well, yeah, you need
there's
that.
There's all kinds, not all the time.
When it gets cold.
Okay.
You're not going to bring them in house, are you?
No.
Unless it's time to fry up the oil and.
No. But they have all kinds of just toys that are crazy. So, I mean, you get toys for your dog. So if you just happen to have chickens and then I guess that's your spiel.
And you know what? I bet you could probably go into the PetSmarts of the world and probably find chicken stuff. I know farm stores obviously have the feed and things like that, which, again, there's the another thing called, because you have a problem with their excrement, right? Mm-hmm. Because it's condensed in
it's
an
a
area.
A fancy word.
Well, I'm a fancy guy. it gets condensed, right?
Yeah.
In where the chickens are, because they're not cage-free. They're not roaming everywhere.
Oh, mine are cage-free.
Okay.
Except at night.
So, they come to
into
roost?
A coop. Yeah.
Okay. But so is the floor, does it get covered?
Well, you have a section when you build the coop that you can have like removable where they roost.
Okay.
So, I mean, you're going to have a little bit wherever they walk around, but like you can pull that out or you can have like a cloth thing that you just like dump.
Okay.
I feel like I know way too much about this, I'm really kind of getting a little...
I've actually heard about a chicken tractor. Elise is on line 2. She knows about chickens. Elise, what's your story?
Oh, sure. Yeah, I enjoyed listening to your guys' conversation. A woman, I have a very fond of chickens ever since I was younger, but I had hatched a few too many over the spring. So a woman, I listed them on Craigslist, and a woman got a hold of me to buy some. And she was so enthusiastic. She showed me a picture of a coop that her a friend had built or whatever, and it actually had a glass chandelier inside of the chicken coop.
No way.
And I was just blown away. So I thought I'd share that. She was all out, and she became so fond of them. Now she instructs me. So it's kind of addicting. I told her, I warned her. I was like, listen, you're going to get addicted to this. And she's like, no, I won't. But she had already had a chandelier in her coop. So I think she had already drank
Kool-Aid.
Wow. But yeah, it was cool. But yeah, that's the thing I think people don't realize. It's like you start to get the breeds. So you start out with like the good egg layers. And you're like, oh, these are cool. And then you're like, oh, I can get a chicken that lays a dark brown egg, or I can get a chicken that lays a blue egg, green egg, or an olive egg. It is. And then the types.
Does she have a silky? Silkies.
Oh, yes.
Yes.
You just said it.
At the same time.
What does that mean?
I don't know. I think we're going to get silky sent to us in the mail.
Yes. They're like, they have feathers on their feet. They look like Ugg boots. Like, they look really, right. really cool. So, and they're super cute. So they're white or black or whatever color, and they look super fun.
Now, Elise, you just said you're going to get them mailed to you, right?
No. Well, yeah, you can do that. That's always fun when the post office calls you and tells you that your chicks are in.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Well, I was going to say, my friend with 150 to 200 chickens, his name's Chase, he said, hey, I'm going to be late coming up to your house because I've got to go by the post office and pick up my chickens. I'm like, what? How do you, what? And so he gets a box.
There's no greater delivery
than a and when they're cute when they're older too, but they're super,
no, they're
kind of, the, they are.
They're unless cute when you they're
get,
little.
Roosters can get a little ornery sometimes, but when they're little, they're just super cute. And the more you handle them, the more that they are friendly to you, and like I'll come outside with a little like feeder bucket or whatever, and I'll like swish it around, and they come running like dogs do when you whistle. I mean,
so how many eggs are you harvesting a day yourself, Sarah?
Well, this batch that I have now has not started, but at the time when I had 10, we were getting probably 15 eggs a day.
Elise?
No, right now I have a small flock. I'm kind of embarrassed about it. I only have about 5 chickens. So I get about 3 to 4 eggs a day.
And that's
pretty good.
Some of
them are bantam, so they're tiny eggs.
Right. Now, bantam chickens are, like she said, they're tinier eggs, but they're also like mini chickens. They're just smaller. They don't get as big as, because we have a bantam rooster.
Okay.
Yes.
And do you think you'll have your flock grow?
Oh, sure. But it just depends on when I get on Craigslist or if I get on my Facebook chicken, Backyard St. Louis Backyard Chicken.
That Craigslist gets people into trouble, Elise. I'm just saying. Now, do you live rurally? Like, do you have acreage or do you have just a yard?
Sure. We live, we actually live in Jefferson County. So we live in Barnhart, but I have a yard that they can run around in. So it's convenient for it. But, I mean, my cousin had chickens and she was living on the hill. She had, like, I think they have a restriction, like they can have, like, 4 hens. No roosters.
I think Eureka is the same way. I think there's no roosters in Eureka, but they now have a backyardchickenrental.com, or it's the easychicken.com, and you can rent chickens, Elise.
Oh, I know. That's cool. And that's a good idea, because in the winter, when you don't want to desaw. Like, if somebody's really busy, they don't want to desaw the waters. So, I mean, I think it's convenient, but when you start looking around and you see all the different breeds, it's kind of like, you know, like dog breeds. Like, you kind of, like, you can start talking, oh, I like these kind because of this temperament. I mean, they're fun, and they are a lot of work, but they go in, they have a neat thing where you can let them loose in your yard, and they become, they're programmed to go back into their coop. So you open their door, they run around your yard, eat the ticks, eat the bugs.
Oh, yeah, that's very important. That's very important.
And then they go right back into their homes, and you can close the door. Now, the big thing is you just have to remember to close your coop door.
Exactly. I've unfortunately donated quite a few in that aspect.
Yeah.
Elise. You're convincing me to go check out other breeds.
I want anybody.
Oh, my gosh. What kind do you have? I think you may have mentioned, but
Silkies and Bantams.
Silkies and Bantams. So, yeah, you can get, I mean, I would check out a Welsummer because you get a dark brown egg with speckles on it. And it's like a little freckled egg, and it's so awesome. And the Welsummer is a pretty, you know, kind of a heritage breed in a way, but just a neat egg you're going to get. And then, I don't know, they're so fun. I mean, I'm talking to you guys and I'm like, I'm getting the bug to go.
See, I learn something new every day, and now she's got me fired up on the chicken bandwagon. No pun intended.
You both need to plan a vacation to Key West because the chickens run wild down there. It's the Mark Reardon Show, Bo Matthews, Sarah Daly, and Elise. Thanks for your call. Chicken Talk.
Get ready for the Cards and Diamondbacks tomorrow night. Emerin Total Access 620. First pitch 7:15. Hear it here on your voice of the St. Louis Cardinals, KMOX.
It's the Mark Reardon Show. He's on vacation. I'm Bo Matthews, and that's Sarah Daly. And since we last left you, Sarah has been doing nothing but Googling chickens and different breeds of them. And she's got pictures on her phone. You're like into this. And you don't even do it for the eggs. You just do it because you love the chickens.
Well, and my boys are big outdoor boys. I mean, they will be outside all day long and shower and then go back out. I mean, they just love being outside. So kind of educational purposes as well. That school, they raised them, you know, hatched an egg, raised them. So there was a lot of things that we just kind of were learning about. You know, we had bought a house with some property and just kind of wanted to take advantage of it.
It is amazing how much chickens are a part of our lives. Whether you are a vegetarian and you have chickens just because you want to protect them, that's your business. Or if you have chickens, like 8 of them, or my friend Chase has almost 200 of them, and he's like a construction guy. He's not even a chicken farmer. That's just kind of a side hustle, if you will. But we've got Jason that if you do own chickens and you are after the egg production, he may have a trick for you. Jason, talk to me.
It'll send you right back to Google, Sarah.
Okay.
Yogurt. Yogurt is the key to doubling and tripling your egg production.
Really?
You got it? Yes, you got to feed your chickens. It was a secret until now, I suppose. But you feed your chickens yogurt, you're going to get a lot more eggs.
How did you discover this?
In the annals of the internet. Might have been Reddit. Might have been Imgur.
And but, you tested it and it worked.
Well, it's on the internet, so
it's got to be true.
It's been published, validated by Google. No, I've got a few chickens of my own. I have tested it, and you get a lot more eggs.
I'm not saying that everything on the internet is true, but
this one's good.
Yes, and it says on here on Google that plain yogurt, non-sweetened, is an excellent cheap source of probiotics.
Take probiotics.
Which we know that that's good for humans, but not saying that everything we eat should be good for chickens because we don't go out and eat ticks and mosquitoes. So,
yeah,
they'll eat the fruit yogurt too.
Really?
So if you like to buy yogurt and it ages out, and you don't want to eat the old yogurt, give it to the chickens.
If you've got another tip for us, Jason, hang on the line just a second because I think we may have more questions. I think Sarah does. 314-436-7900, 800-925-1120. Bo and Sarah covering for Mark Reardon. Jason, how many did you say you have chickens?
8.
You have
8.
Oh,
just and what
like
breed?
You.
I've got a wide variety.
Okay, so I did have a Rhode Island Red. That was my rooster last time, but. Now I'm going to start asking all these questions and I don't want to bore anybody because it's all chicken
factors.
Everybody's
stuck in traffic going, why are they talking so much about chickens? And we'll talk about fried chicken coming up in our next segment.
More chicken. No, I'm going to have to try that out, the yogurt factor. But
Give it a shot.
If you have gardens, though, for composting piles and things like that, chickens are also supposed to be very good. Some of you called it earlier. What was the word you used? What did you call chicken waste?
Oh, excrement.
I was going to say something else, but I was way off.
Don't say that.
There's coops that have like gardens and stuff on the top. So when they, what do you say?
Jason called it out. Poop.
Oh, yeah, poop. So that it fertilizes the gardens and the vegetables and things. If you have a compost pile, things like that. So it's all cyclical. I mean, you can.
And with as bad as ticks are, they eat a lot of ticks, and that's a fantastic thing. Dude.
Oh, yeah.
We have geese that come to our property every year. We think it's the same family, and they have babies. But we're like, yeah, come on up. Eat all the
those
ticks.
Those guys eat ticks?
Oh, yeah.
Aren't they ornery?
No, not really. No, it's a family. It's usually two, and then they have babies. And this year we had 4, now we're down to 3, because there's, you know, fox and there's, you know, other animals.
So we have the same problem in our house.
Yeah. Well, poultry's wonderful when it's golden brown and deep fried. I'm kidding.
So we may or may not venture into the goat era in a year or so.
You know, okay, so I've heard of goat yoga. My wife has a friend who hosts goat yoga at her hobby farm. And that's kind of a cool thing to see if you've ever YouTubed that. But do they have chicken yoga? And if they don't, you should do that.
I think I'm good on the chicken yoga.
Why not?
Because they like join us in the deck when we have a campfire. Like, we'll like, you know, it's not even sunset yet and we'll start a little fire or something. They'll like pull up right next to the chairs and I'm like, okay, just power wash the deck next. Like, there's a bunch of land you can go play on.
You could serve yogurt to the chickens and to, as Jason called out, feed it to the chickens and to your yoga guests.
And they're going to be Johnny and June. Those are going to be my two goats.
Oh, that's kind of sweet.
I thought about it just a little bit.
Now, if you have a lot of ivy, even poison ivy or honeysuckle that you need to get rid of, goats.
See?
Deer eat
now
them
I have
too.
A reason.
Goats, and there's a service in St. Louis. Goats on the Go.
Really?
Not affiliated. Not a free. Yes. Goats on the Go in St. Louis. They will bring a 6-foot-tall electric fence that they'll move around. They'll let the goats eat up all of your honeysuckle and ivy or whatever you've got going on. Then they'll come in a couple of days. They'll move it. Check out Goats on the Go.
Yep.
That is brilliant.
And it's brilliant that they have a website and everything. I'm sure you could find something like this on Craigslist or whatever's out for, you know, Facebook Marketplace. But that is a brilliant idea because, number one, you're not, you know, spraying poison on it to kill it.
Right.
You're feeding animals, which is fantastic, and naturally. But, yeah, that's...
Oh, my goodness.
Goats on the Go.
Thank you for having me on the Livestock Show, guys.
Thanks, Jason. Yeah, I've learned so much in the past 45 minutes.
And where's that livestock report that we are supposed to be getting?
Agriculture report.
You know, it is interesting what people have. You know, we really started off by talking about exotic animals like the alligators that were found in St. Louis and in Chicago. And it reminded me of... Tommy Gardner, he's a plumber, and I had a plumbing issue. So he was coming to my house. He shows up with all these tubs of snakes.
Oh, I was like, I do not know where this is going, and I'm
sorry.
Not sure.
No. He looks like Santa. He is Santa in parts of the year, but he comes out with these containers of snakes. Like, everybody loves snakes. I'll tolerate them, but I'm not going to own one myself. And he's wrapping one around my head and all that. I didn't like it. So as far as this conversation where we were at with chickens, we started with exotic animals, and a buddy of mine actually owned a bear. He had it because his last name is Bear, and it was a bear that at 6 weeks old weighed less than a pound.
Oh.
And he had it for 14 years, and kind of like the potbelly pig that wasn't a potbelly pig and grew to be full size, this bear grew to be 6'8". He weighed 600 pounds. He knew it was going to, and he had a great enclosure for it. It wasn't a situation where he hibernated because he felt, you know, he fed him all year round. But a 58-inch chest this bear had, and he had it for many, many years. And he had a cement pond for him and everything. And his real name was Yukon, but everybody called him Pooh Bear.
That's a cool name,
Yukon.
Yukon, yeah.
Yeah, it really is an amazing story because. When you take on something, I mean, if your name is Bear, or, you know, if it's your last name is something that's another, my name's John Elephant. You want to have a tattoo of an elephant or something. Maybe my friend should get a tattoo of a bear. At least, I mean, he had a bear. That's kind of crazy to even think that you could even own a bear.
Elephant of all things.
That's not a name. I know. That's so bad.
I think.
I'm sorry. No.
I was like, where is he going? Plumber, snakes, elephant, tattoo. I'm getting
old. Santa Claus.
Santa Claus.
It's all in there. It's all in there, people.
Bo, I miss you.
Bo Matthews and Sarah Daly. And we are covering for the Mark Reardon Show. And again, if you have chicken content, you want to join us on the conversation.
What about turkeys or ducks?
Well, you live out west, don't you?
Mm-hmm.
Wasn't there a lady, somebody, a family had swans, like a whole farm of swans? I don't see them anymore, but all right, if you want to join us, 314-436-7900, 800-925-1120. But we do have coming up the cut of the day, and wow, the ESPYs were last night. You said you watched part of it?
A little bit of it, yeah, it was great.
Oh, man. So many cool things have happened. Little touch for St. Louis love, and just... things that could reach anybody, you're going to hear it in the cut of the day. It's the Mark Reardon Show on St. Louis News Radio, KMOX. It's Bo Matthews and Sarah Daly covering for Mark Reardon Show while he's on vacation on St. Louis News Radio, KMOX. And it's amazing how much people want to talk about chickens. Sarah is a chicken owner. I am a chicken eater. We've got Doug on the line, and he has a duck. And he has chickens. You might need a duck. Max, what's up? Or Doug, what's up?
Yeah, Max is a duck. He's a mallard, and we've had him since he was little, and I think he thinks he's a chicken sometimes.
Is he friendly?
Oh, he's very friendly. We don't have his wings clipped or nothing. He comes out of the pen with the chickens and stays pretty close to them, too, in the yard, and if they're having a problem or go running across the yard, he'll fly across the yard to them. Like being a father figure.
Did you get him when you got the chickens, or did he just arrive and just hang out?
He's been through probably two cycles of chickens that we've had.
See, I'm not the only chicken cyclist.
Yeah, unfortunately, they passed away, or we had a couple of them that got egg bound. But he had a girlfriend, a Peking, white Peking duck, and she passed away.
But Max doesn't leave every year?
No, he stays in the pen. Yesterday was funny because I was out there, and all of a sudden I heard something coming behind me, and it was him flying into my fish pond that we got. And he knows he's not supposed to be in there.
The cool thing is, Doug, is they do make you smile on a daily basis. We really appreciate the phone call. Hi to Max the Duck. We got Fred on line two, and this may be your new idol. Fred, tell her how many chickens you buy every spring.
No.
What?
As a boy, I lived on what was left of the family farm, and we bought 45 chicks from a hatchery.
Oh, my bad.
And then during the year, we harvested the eggs, as you know, the previous year, provided the eggs and provided our Sunday meals. This is during World War II. We had, counting family members that lived in the house, we had people that lived with us. We had four ladies who lived on the second floor of the farmhouse.
Everybody got to sustain off that. That is awesome. Fred, thank you so much for calling in. So there's some inspiration in me. I'm going to have to talk to my wife about, honey, should we get chickens?
I'm not a know-it-all, but you know where you can start. Give me a buzz.
All right. The cut of the day is coming up next.
Playback ready. Now, the audio cut of the day.
The cut of the day is sponsored by the Good Feed Store, supporting St. Louis Arches for 16 years. And the cut of the day has got to be from the ESPYs last night. Sarah, you said you saw the ESPYs. I missed it. I was busy on my tractor.
Yeah, I didn't have time to watch the whole thing, but...
Go ahead.
Ryan O'Reilly was awesome. So let's go ahead and hear what he had to say last night.
Someone I really want to mention here, which is kind of our story, and I think I can speak for all of us, she was a true inspiration, and that's Layla Anderson. She's been through so much these last few years, and her spirit and the way she's going through tough and just keeps fighting. She was an example for us, and she taught us so much, and she was around, and we got a chance to share the Stanley Cup with her. But we just want to say this is another thing we get to add to it and share with her. And thank you all. It's been a heck of a ride. On behalf of St. Louis Blues, thanks, everyone. Thank you.
It is. It was an amazing story, and Layla was so much of the wind beneath their wings moving. It was so cool.
Just really woven into the team, and they took her to the ESPYs, and he took his teeth out before he gave a speech so he didn't, like, spit on the celebs in the front row. I mean, the guys just have a great personality and a great sense of just camaraderie and love and passion, and it was just displayed throughout the entire ride.
And for them to be focused on one of the gazillion fans and what her struggles were, and that just shows you the heart that this team has, and that they deserved every bit of it. Now, wasn't there talk about getting Layla's name on the Stanley Cup?
Yeah, I think they circulated a petition. I'm not sure where that stopped or where that lies now, but there was definitely people that were all for it, and I think it's great. I mean, she was definitely part of the team.
It wasn't just a game. It was, you know, with her and her story, it had everybody, and even the mayor from Boston. He was a Layla fan. How great is that? Another touching moment on the ESPYs last night. Rob Mendez, football coach of Prospect High School in Saratoga, California. He was born without any arms or legs, but he's a high school football coach.
And if there's any message I want to give you guys tonight, it's to look at me and see how much passion I put into coaching and how far it's gotten me. When you dedicate yourself to something and open your mind to different possibilities and focus on what you can do instead of what you can't do, you really can go places in this world.
Much deserved for the Perseverance Award at the ESPY Awards last night. There is your cut of the day on St. Louis News Radio KMOX. Sarah Daly, Bo Matthews in for Mark Reardon. You want to do it tomorrow?
Yeah, let's do it again.
2 o'clock till 4 o'clock tomorrow on St. Louis News Radio, KMOX.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.